Last time on Jesse is Terrific.
Jesse, I have to tell you, I'm pregnant.
Oh, really, Susan? Well, that's okay. Because so am I.
Bombastic intro!
Jesse! Maybe that was a bit much. Hi, I'm Jesse Perry. Welcome to my show. Check me out on Twitter at JesseIsTerrific. Now let's all calm down and listen to something nice, happy, and soothing. What's the matter, Jim?
Oh, nothing, man. You know, sometimes I say and do dumb shit, and there's like people that notice it, and they're like, hey, don't do that dumb shit. And I'm like, why are they so jealous of me, yo?
Ah, I see the problem. Sounds like you've got haters.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, what, man? What the fuck? Why are you noticing shit? Fuck, what?
It's a common problem. You think you're cool and smart and interesting, then all of a sudden, somebody notices that you're just a loudmouth dimwit.
Yeah, dog, exactly. Wait, what?
Hi, I'm Jesse Perry. For years, morons have been angry at smart people for hating on them, because they can't grasp things like logic and reason. Therefore, rather than have a civil debate and own up to their retard bullshit, they blame the hater, or haters, who had the nerve to say intelligent things to them. That's why the good people at Cisco Systems have come up with this, the latest in human intelligence. It's called a goddamn brain, and just by using it, you can see results immediately.
Nah, man, I heard about this, man. You're just trying to trick me by getting me to think too much.
You would think that, Jim. You fucking idiot. Here, have a goddamn brain. Notice anything different?
Huh. You know, I'm thinking, maybe I should think before I speak, dog. With this extra thinking, I could also learn things and become less of an asshole. Shit, man. Thanks, Jesse.
Don't thank me, Jim. Thank your goddamn brain. Cisco Systems. Yep, we're making brains now. Alrighty, we are back here, back in my gigantic studio. And on the phone with us, we have a very funny man, a comic based here in Nashville, Mr. Brian Bates. Brian, are you there?
Test.
Hello, Brian, are you there?
Test.
Oh, well, that's kind of depressing. I was hoping to get some insight into his career, and I was kind of curious about what he thought about our little show.
You're the best, Jesse!
There he is! Hey, buddy, how are you doing? Were you able to hear the last sketch, what that was about?
Haters!
Exactly, and obviously that sketch wasn't about one person.
King!
No. It's more about that delusionally arrogant mindset that certain idiots possess, where they feel... It's like they're smart enough to know they don't know everything, but if you try to tell them that, you are a hater.
Haters!
Exactly, and my point with that whole sketch was just to make fun of that dipshit mindset. And this is the mindset that only dumb people have. You know, I've never met a smart person that brings up haters.
You're the best, Jesse!
Well, let's not go crazy. But enough about me. Brian, please tell us where you're going to be at in the next week or two.
Test.
Oh, are you kidding me? Are you serious? What's the matter with this fucking computer? I fucking hate it!
Golly!
Oh, hey, bud, I didn't realize you were there. Look, I'm really, really sorry. Let's try and re-record this, because this setup's really messed up. Can we try again here soon?
Bitter quitter.
Whoa, now that seems harsh. We just have really bad technical...
Bitter quitter.
Okay, you know what? Let's just wrap this up.
You're the best, Jesse.
Fuck you, Brian.
And now it's time for How to Run a Comedy Show with your host, local bar owner, Lundy Zane.
Hi, y'all. Woo-hoo! Shit, man. Fuck. This is bar owner Lundy Zane gonna tell you how to do a stand-up comedy show with a bunch of little sketches. Woo! A little bit about me. I own a couple bars, and I love open mic comedy. Probably would have got a little bit farther if I hadn't done so much cocaine. Woo-hoo! Let's go to the mailbag.
Letter number one.
Our first letter is from Brad in East Nashville, who writes, Lundy,
How do I create a good comedy show? Brad, that is a damn good question. Well, I look at it this way. As a bar owner, I'm not just a businessman. I'm a psychoanalyst. I got to know what my customers want. So that's why anytime I put on a comedy show, make this your rule of thumb, you got to have at least three good cover bands. And I mean, you know, not a bunch of shitty cover bands. They cover good music. You know, Zepp, Skinner, 38 Special. Gotta love the special. All right? You get that up, people don't even give a fuck about comedy because they're buying drinks. You know what I'm saying? They are buying drinks. And if the comics want to do something, what you do is you just have them talk while the bands are breaking down. That way, if anybody's listening, they're laughing.
Letter number two!
This letter comes from Joe over in Nolensville. Joe says, Lundy, how do I make a good comedy show even more gooder? That's a great question. You know, a lot of people have theories. Sometimes you can't even get a cover band. What I like to do, I like to get the crowd involved. So what I'll do, you know, I'll say something like, hey, y'all, if you don't like these guys, you know, let them know. Scream at them. Sometimes I'll hand out salt packets to the audience. Let them just open that up, and if they don't like a joke, boom, they can throw that salt right in their faces. You know, a lot of comics, they bitch and moan about that. But I look at it this way, motherfucker, if you were funny, how come you're blind? You know what I mean? Another thing that I like to do is, since I own the place, I like to think that I, myself, can become part of the show. So sometimes what I'll do is I'll get real drunk, and like halfway through the show, I'll interrupt a comic, and I'll just scream, Pussy! And it is great. The staff that I pay and fuck love it.
Letter number three.
Finally, BW in Seattle asks, Lundy, do you have any advice for somebody who'd like to do more with their comedy career than just sell drinks for your shitty fucking bar? Well, BW, wait, what? This has been How to Run a Comedy Show with Lundy Zane.
Howdy, partners. This is grizzled actor Sam Elliott, here to give you a talking to on behalf of the Humane Society. Now, I'm not just here to talk to you because of my well-publicized arrest for dogfighting, but also as a person that has a newfound respect for critters. Now, I ain't one for making excuses. My actions, well, they weren't befitting a man of my stature. Like I said in my recent trial, I honestly thought the phrase punching doggies meant what it sounded like. I just thought that's how you trained a dog. Give him a treat and pop him in the mouth. I ain't proud of that. Looking back, ooh, that was dumb. But that's how I trained all my critters. I punched my doggies, kicked my kitties, and bitch slapped my birds. I punched them, kicked them, threw them, gave them titty twisters, used them as paint brushes and plumbing tools, and more. Since I got out of counseling, I've hooked up with my old gambling buddy, Michael Vick, and we're traveling the country, teaching folks to stop treating their critters like varmints. And I can tell you right now, if you got a hankering to punch a puppy, you may be tangling with old Sam real soon, and you don't want a piece of me, young feller. Take it from a guy that used to play beagle baseball. Abusing your pets ain't kosher, especially if they're cuddly. Now, I still love eating meat. Don't worry, partner. Old Sam's aware of the irony. But you gotta remember, dog meat simply ain't as tender or flavorful. The Humane Society. Yep.
Check out Brian Bates on Twitter at twitter.com/BrianBatesComic. BrianBates comic.
Jesse is terrific.
Hi, love pancakes.